I was not necessarily always the educational giant that you see before you today, even with now me sitting here with 24 years experience. But I was once a mild-mannered first-year teacher, and I think most teachers would look back on those first couple years and recognize that in hindsight, we really didn't know what we were doing. But we all learned our lessons along the way, and hopefully we're the better for it. My first job was in an elementary school. I had a self-contained special education classroom for students with emotional impairments. So basically, these are the kiddos whose emotions and behaviors are struggling and extreme enough that they're not surviving in their general education classroom, and they all come to me. So that first year, I thought it really important that I try to teach my students how to better manage their strong emotions, how to deal with when that slightest of insults may cause a strong reaction, how to kind of curtail those emotions. So I kind of likened it with them to a Super Bowl. So, you know, with the Super Bowl, I said, you know, you just, with a little bit of force, it just bounces all over the place. And you know what? That's kind of fun to play with. So when someone's kind of like pushing your buttons a little bit, you go off, you're like that Super Bowl. So what you want to be more like is you want to be like this slightly deflated kickball. It looks like it might be fun to play with, but when you actually kind of, you know, start to throw it around a little bit, you realize it's not that much fun at all, and you just kind of move on. Now, that doesn't mean that you're going to bottle up your emotions and keep them inside, but don't necessarily show the aggressor that you're feeling it. Come to me. Let me help you process through your emotions. Go in the bathroom and scream it out. Journal out your thoughts, whatever it is. But every time you show that strong emotion to your peer, you're basically kind of letting them win. You're giving them exactly what they were looking for. So you win, in essence, by not letting them see you sweat, not letting them see you lose control. So in the middle of that year, we got a new student in our class. I'll call him Jason. And Jason was exactly the student that we had been preparing for all year. He came in and he would just pick and pick and pick and pick. And anything he could do to get a rise out of people, you know, whether it's walking by and kind of accidentally knocking the papers off your desk, or a slight kick to your chair, or a little hushed comment under his breath, all the things that would just drive my kids crazy, but they really, for the most part, kept it cool. Not always. So Jason and I, we had been struggling for several weeks, and it seems like every day was more chaotic and more extreme than the day before, and it was tough. I mean, I was almost one-on-one with this kid, and luckily I had, you know, assistants in the classroom, but it was tough. Every day was tough. And it had been building. And on this particular day, it had been a pretty chaotic day going into this, but we were working on some kind of project where the kids were cutting things out of magazines and we're doing some collage work. And all of a sudden I look around and I'm like, where's Jason? And I look out my window and there he is waltzing out to the playground and he's on the swing set and he's having a great old time. So I send the rest of my class to the library, which was kind of our protocol at the time, because I know if I'm able to get Jason back in, it's not going to be pretty. So I'm able to go out and I coerce Jason back into the classroom. And when he comes in, he kind of plops his butt down on the table at the back of the room and just knocks 3-4 magazines onto the floor. And I'm not really proud of what happened next. But for me, those weeks of frustration had been building up and I lost it. And I'm like, you want to throw stuff? Let's throw stuff. And I picked up a stack of magazines and threw them across the room. I took another stack of magazines, threw them across the room. And in that moment, I got to tell you, it actually felt a bit cathartic. But that was short-lived. And then I'm kind of surveying the damage. My strewn magazines amidst his chaos of the day, ripped up papers, flipped furniture, thrown books. And I start to pick it up, and I'm cleaning it all up. And I think he may have actually offered to help, but I'm like, no, I got this. I've got the broom. I'm on my hands and knees, and I'm picking it all up. So in the middle of this, so he says, so, Mr. Schultes, I guess I won today, huh? Yeah. So kind of stopped me dead in my tracks. I'm like, you know what, Jason? I guess he'd been paying attention, listening more than I thought. Today you did win, I suppose. You won this battle, but I will tell you, I promise you, you will never, ever, ever see me this mad again. And he didn't. nor did any of my students in the future, nor did my children for that matter. And really what it taught me was I learned how to kind of better control my emotions as well, and my anger. And anger, instead of becoming a reactive emotion, became a tool in my toolbox that I didn't reach to very often. But it was there, and it was buried deep. And But when I would pull it out, I would think of it more as a tool that I'm going to use in this situation and not necessarily an emotion that I'm reacting to. And by thinking of it more of as a tool than just a pure emotion, I was able to better control both its intensity and its duration. So for me, as a teacher and as a parent, that proved to be really an invaluable lesson to me. So he may have won that small battle, but I felt like I came out way ahead in the long run. Thank you.